Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Today's gospel is the one that when I first started in church ministry, the priest had all of the confirmation students memorize. It's the passage of saying to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church." Now, the context of this gospel passage, there's this dialogue back and forth between Jesus and his disciples of who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they respond, he says, "Who do you say that I am?" This question of who is Jesus? Who is Jesus and what does he do? What is he known for? Later on in the passage, at the end of Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, it talks about Jesus began to show his disciples that he must suffer, he'll be killed, on the third day he'll be raised. So we have this gospel passage that essentially helps us to come to understand a little bit more about who people say Jesus is and what will he be known for. So one of the things we've been doing this summer in our parish, there's a young gal who is back from college and she loves, or at least apparently loves to host dances, like swing dances where they teach different things. And she went to our pastor and she asked if she could host a weekly dance, sometimes outside in the parking lot, sometimes in the gym, depending on if it was too hot or whatever. But this event has grown tremendously. This last time that I went, there was probably, well over 100 people for sure, adults and children and youth. And it was such a simple idea. This gal who loved doing this decided to do it and do it over and over and over again. And life is born from it. It becomes a huge tool for evangelization in the church. Now, there's much more to this young gal, and it was her and a friend who offered to do this for the summer. There's so much more to them, but it makes me think, like, people have come to know who this gal is and what she's known for. Her name's Sarah, and she does dances, right? Like, that's the thing that she is known for, at least right now. Of course, there's much more to this person. But it really got me thinking, like, I find this in the work that I do in the church, that I'm someone who loves to listen to people share about what God is doing in their life. And I love to offer like creative considerations on how they might respond. In fact, my bishop has like heard that about me and he has opened the door and has changed my role essentially to help me do more and more of that. Because I'm Eric Gallagher and I listen to people's hearts and what God is doing in their life and help them to creatively respond and discern a response to those things. Jesus is the Son of Man and he died for us. Who are you and what do you do? for God as a disciple of Jesus Christ? And is there something that you could name that when you do it, it brings life, that leads people to Jesus? And are there creative ways that you could respond and do that even more? In fact, in my own experience, I find many, many people can name what those things are, but they often struggle with this idea that they should just do more of it. They often look around and they feel like they have to do kind of the other things that other people are doing. They might have to, they struggle because they're not great at music, or maybe they aren't the most charismatic speaker in front of people, or maybe when they try to lead a small group discussion, they struggle with words. But today I feel moved in my own life to double down on the things that I know God has like given me, on those gifts that he has given me, and for me to be even more generous and seek even more opportunities to share those gifts. Who are you and what do you do? What is your purpose? And how might God be calling you today to double down and to invest in that aspect of your life even more? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gifts that you have bestowed upon me. I thank you for the gifts that you bestow on each one of those individuals, each one of these individuals that are listening here to this podcast. Lord, help us to come to realize the unique calling that you have given to us. Help us to have a confidence in who we are and who you have called us to be. And have great confidence in the gifts that you have given us. For we know, Lord, that you desire to bless people through these gifts. Help us today to receive and to be generous. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.